Hey, we got a new shirt in the merch shop. You can shop at 1067thefanshop.com. It is a Peters Quinn 24 Burgundy t-shirt. You can check it out once again at 1067thefanshop.com. Yeah, it looks good.
It's a good shirt.
It's election year. Makes sense.
It's a little political shirt. I like it.
And, you know, we mentioned with Kevin, we do invite you to join us coming up on Wednesday afternoon for the private screening, free private screening of Roadhouse.
I feel like we're sleeping on this. We're not promoting it enough.
It's Wednesday, March 20th at Icon Tyson's at noon. Not only is it a free screening, you get free popcorn and soda. First come, first serve. So we hope you can join us on Wednesday afternoon. So we wanted to get back into the Commanders here. They make the trade for Sam Howell yesterday, or they trade away Sam Howell. Mm-hmm. And they change some picks. And I want to get what you would do position-wise with the next three picks after number two. We're just going to stipulate that they take a quarterback at number two. We're not sure which quarterback they take, right? But right now, after the trades, they have picks number 36, number 40 from the Bears. Then they have 67 and 78, which is from the Seahawks, and number 100. So they've got in the top 100. But I just want the next two picks. If you're the GM, if it's GM, EB,
yeah.
And here's the thing. We all kind of have come to this conclusion that they picked up all these players. Whether you love them or not, they've picked up a lot of players to fill holes, right? They needed edge rushers. They got three of them now. When they picked up Armstrong, that was the first guy. They picked up Fowler, and who am I missing? They picked up, I don't have the list in front of me.
Lufu or
Farrell?
Lufu's a linebacker.
Armstrong, Farrell.
Yeah. So they picked up three edge guys. We said they needed linebackers.
Three linebackers. They signed Anthony Pittman. We didn't mention that today.
Yeah, but they picked up Bobby Wagner and Lufu. Big pickups at linebacker. They picked up Chin. So defense, they definitely picked up a lot of players. On offense, they added interior offensive lineman, picked a center, picked a guard, and obviously Austin Eckler, who replaces Antonio Gibson at running back. And then they also brought in a kicker and a long snapper, whatever. But the kind of what people have said is, by doing that, now you can go kind of with whoever you want. You don't necessarily have to plug holes other than tackle. So what is GM EB doing? You got two picks early. Of the second round, what are you doing?
I don't know that it would help much, but I would consider, see if anybody would let me package the two to move up to get a better tackle. I would like to maybe package 36
and 40 for
a
better tackle.
Maybe. And if I can't, then I'll just sit there and wait. Hopefully there's some of it. But like, if there's a huge run on tackles,
right?
I'm going to be a little bit anxious
about
that.
You want to trade up for a better tackle.
Yes.
All right, Jason Bishop, you're the GM. We're just going to play with 36 and 40. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. They made a trade up yesterday by trading away Sam Howell, have another third-round pick, and they have a better pick, and they don't have a six now. They have two fifths. But let's just play with 36 and 40. They have a quarterback who they drafted at number two. We have all this free agency haul. What are you doing at 36 and 40, Jason?
Man, because I definitely think that they need a corner. I would like them to get another receiver, preferably a bigger one. So if a Brian Thomas Jr. slipped to 36, which I doubt. I don't think he will slip out of the first round. But it would be hard to look away from him. If Brock Bowers slipped to 36, which again, I'm just looking at guys I really want. Cause I think receiver, certainly tight end, but tackle, you need a tackle. And if there's a run on tackles, let's just say the top five tackles are taken in the first round. And then you're looking at a second round tackle. So I would say that, but I would probably go corner or tackle with that first one. And then at 40, I would look at receiver.
So corner tackle.
I know I just gave you a bunch.
You gave three and then for
receiver. I know I just gave you a bunch of different stuff.
And you threw in a tight end.
I'm sorry. I'm just targeting.
No, you're going to go receiver.
I'm just looking at guys I want.
Yeah, I'm going to go tackle for sure.
You have to.
Have to go tackle. I kind of like EB's trade up because you might be getting gristle by the time you get 36.
Because this is what's happened to us in years past.
Right.
There's a run on tackles and we didn't get, you know.
Yeah.
So then we ended up drafting Forbes.
But for the sake of this conversation, I'm going to go left tackle. Jason wants to give me. I can't go corner. You drafted Quan and Forbes.
Quan's
last
not a
year
corner.
High. I know, but secondary.
Their corners right now, in my opinion, aren't very good. St. Just and Forbes is still.
I think
iffy.
St. Just is okay. He's iffy. He's okay.
Yeah. You need stud in the NFL now. You need at least one stud corner. I'm sorry, you just do.
I'm not going corner.
We haven't had a stud corner in years.
I'm not going corner. I'm going to go left tackle, and I'm going to go wide receiver. I'm going to go offense. I can turn back to defense because I feel like they loaded up more of the free agency haul on defense than they did on offense. And I'm going to get that receiver. People say it's a good receiver draft, but I don't want to wait too long because then you got to wait all the way to 67, right? It's 27 more picks. I'm taking my receiver then. Left tackle and wide receiver. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
I don't know how you say you don't need a corner.
I didn't say you don't need one. I'm just saying I'm not going with one in the second
round. As much as teams throw the ball, you need a legit shutdown corner. I mean, how many times did we say?
Well, maybe they can. Forbes
is supposed to
be. Yeah.
I know.
You're
I'm
not. Are you giving up on Forbes?
I'm not giving up. I'm just a little iffy on him. I don't. I'm not giving up.
I still have faith in Forbes, and I like St. Juice. For some reason, I like St. Juice.
I mean, I like his size, but sometimes he just gets beat. I don't know. I just think they can upgrade at that position.
Well, all guys get beat.
My buddy asked me. Joe
he gets
P
beat
asked
more
me,
than he should, is my opinion. When I watch him, he doesn't stand out.
He said, tell me about Kendall Fuller. I said, he's okay. He's hot and cold. He makes plays, and he gets burned. Don't you think that's fair?
Every time we talked on a Monday morning last year, we said, man, their receivers were killing them. You know, the corners were always getting beat. And that was with Fuller.
Yeah. But that's also we weren't getting any pressure.
But maybe you're right. Maybe Forbes can turn into that guy. I wouldn't overlook that position.
I think we all agree. Now that it never works out this way because it's kind of the way the draft plays out. But I think we all agree their number one need on the football team right now is left tackle beyond quarterback.
You know what else they could do? Because a lot of people are saying, well, because of everything they did in free agency, they have flexibility now. But prior to Bobby Wagner coming in here and Luvu, you'd have said they need a linebacker, right? Mm-hmm. We know Bobby Wagner's 33 years old. He did lead the league in tackles, but if you have a silly middle linebacker there.
Can't do it. We have a bigger need. We got to draft a tackle. One of our first
But maybe
picks.
They do have the ability to think big picture. You just said it's not about this year. It's about three
it's
years
not,
from
but
now.
You're going to get your quarterback killed.
I'll definitely take. At 36 and 40, I'm going to give you 100% they got to draft one tackle.
Mm-hmm.
But with that other pick,
linebacker?
Maybe I'm going luxury. I'm just saying it's possible that you go, this is where you go, hey, the next Luke Kuechly sitting there right for us at number 40.
But I don't know if that's the strength of the draft.
I don't either.
The Trotters kid at Clemson
is
good.
He's supposed to be a beast?
Yeah. But I don't know if he's a middle. He might be an outside linebacker. But I don't know if linebacker is the strength of the draft. I don't know. They still have three or four positions that I think they need to target.
Are you seeing some mocks where Brock Bowers goes in the second round?
No, I'm just throwing that out there.
All right, because I'm getting excited. With you saying that, I'm getting excited.
No, I don't think he's going to go to the second round. I think he'll probably go top 15. But I'm just saying, if something happened and he slipped, I would target his ass quick.
Actually, I'm
because tight end, wouldn't you agree? Tight end is still a position of need.
Oh, and I think he could be a game changer. For sure.
So I don't know.
For sure. I'm trying to see here. They have Caleb.
When you look at those the mock drafts, the people that'll mock draft like everything, those are the most speculative mock drafts ever. You know what I mean? Like when you see mock drafts, I can Google it right now. Like you'll see a mock draft. Who are the Commanders going to take in the second round?
When guys put out like 30 mock drafts, they just throw them out because they're just doing something. They're just doing clickbait now.
Yeah, they're just
doing,
filling time. Right,
that's what they're killing doing. Time. They're doing it. You know, was it the guy from CBS said that they want him to put out a new one like every week?
Yeah, it's Ryan Wilson's bit.
Yeah, it's too much.
And you switch it up. You know, but you're not going to do the identical mock draft that you did the week before.
Right.
You know, do trade ups and.
So this one, Walter Football has him taking Drake May. And then they have...
Where do they have him at 36?
I have to go.
They don't have a second
round. They do.
Daniel Jeremiah, who I kind of respect. I think he's a former NFL scout with NFL.com. In his most recent mock draft, also has the Commanders taking Drake May at number 2.
He has him drafting a corner and then a linebacker. See? No tackle.
See, there you go.
But that might have been prior to Wagner.
This is 36 and 40.
But I'm saying it's prior to the acquisition of Bobby Wagner.
I don't think so. Did they have these when two? Did they have 36 and 40?
No, I'm saying.
Didn't they get one of these picks? Isn't one of these picks from? Which is the one from?
The third rounder.
Third rounder.
Seattle.
Yeah. They had the 36 and 40 already.
Okay. I'm saying that Walter put that out probably a couple days ago.
Because remember, they got the second rounder
for
Montez Sweat in the Chicago deal. So they got the 40, I think, from Chicago, and then San Francisco gave them the third rounder for Chase.
Right.
So they already had those.
Right.
I'm looking at this one from, the Draft Network, thedraftnetwork.com. Now, that has the Commanders taking Jaden Daniels in the first round, and then when he gets to the second round, this would be a nice pick. Now, they don't need it as much, but at 36, they project the kid from Quince Orchard High School, Chop Robinson, who played edge rusher at Penn State with the 36th pick. And then they have linebacker, Edgerrin Cooper, linebacker, Texas A&M with the 40th pick.
I just think if you're going to draft a quarterback too, which we all assume they're going to do, how do you not have a premier tackle in one of your top two or three picks? It doesn't make sense to me. You're setting yourself up for failure.
And they don't have much. We talked to John Keim. If you missed that interview, grab the podcast or use the rewind feature on the Odyssey app. They really don't have anything at tackle.
Haven't
he said maybe they could do Cornelius Lucas, right?
Yeah, but he's not even under contract.
Right.
They've signed more guys defensively and via free agency than they have offensively, right? Offensively, they signed Eckler. Right. Who else? No. And then a guard and a center.
They've signed five guys. They've signed five Ertz. Guys offensively.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you want to consider McManus, six. Yeah. And then it looks like seven or eight on
much more
the defensive
defense.
Side. Yeah.
Including the re-sign.
They got to go tackle receiver. Tackle receiver. That's where I'd go.
Although I don't hate your trade up, EB.
Oh, trade up to get a better
a sillier
tackle.
One.
Yeah. Especially if there's a run on them.
Let me tell you about Main Street Bank. You can bank local and cheer local in business. Every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.